Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than
the Beaver.
You got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're making your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
I just flew in. I'm recording an album. It's called Terry South Bitch Live.
Nice tease.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
Good morning. It's the 26th day of January 2022. My name is Chris Hockey. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. Lots to get to on a frigid, freezing Wednesday. Let's start with Beth Stelling doing some comedy. Again, welcome to the Power Trip. I'm glad you're here.
My parents divorced when I was young, and my dad moved down to Orlando, Florida, to be an actor, which is not where you go. He eventually landed a role as Blackbeard at Pirate's Cove Mini Putt-Putt Golf Course. And when you know celebrities, there are going to be perks. So my two older sisters and I, we would leave our mom in Ohio and go down to Orlando to visit our dad, because it was court ordered. And free putt-putt, baby! My dad would dress like a pirate from here down, and then Alice, the manager at the time, would give my dad this huge Blackbeard head to put on top of his head that like rested on his shoulders, and then he would walk around the mini golf place making people's time better, ? But before my dad's shift would start, he would pull us aside after we picked out our clubs, and he'd gather us around, and he'd get very serious, and he'd be like, girls, listen up, get over here, look at me. When the head goes on, I'm not dad anymore.
I agree.
Nice keys.
Sucks out there.
I'm exhausted.
This weather is exhausting, but I guess it's going to be like 20-something today. What a range. Like a 40-degree range.
This excites me.
That's nice, hot. Nice to know the weather can just turn around on a dime like that whenever it wants to.
Yeah, it's currently minus 15. The high is 29.
Freezing!
It's freezing.
Yeah.
It is freezing. That it is. It's freezing out there, baby.
Just 16 below. I had that song in my head this morning.
What song is that?
Benny Mardones.
Great point.
Benny Mardones.
Yeah. Because it saw 16 below on my dash. I was like, oh.
She's just. That part sucks. The rest of the song wails.
Way too cold, I'd say.
I don't know, Benny, if it's good.
It is.
Oh, yeah, that part sucks.
And the music video.
Oh, yeah. Don't they go on a magic carpet ride in the video?
Yeah,
this is a lot of things.
That's what he's hoping for anyway. Yeah,
yeah, good point. Just the way he says it.
I like how he makes you wait for it.
Yeah, well, because he was discussing with the producer whether he should say it or not.
The one guy's going, he's not going to do it.
Don't say this, dude.
There's no way he's going to say this.
Say 26 years old. Say 20. Say 19.
She's just 16.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, damn it. He did it. Damn it, Benny.
Son of a bitch.
All right, get her off the set.
You know, I like they.
Right.
They have some
They say that.
A lot of people are pissed about it.
He's been told by so many people.
Correct.
Don't date her. Yeah. She's 16.
Yeah,
but as Hawk said, the producer's like, he's not going to say it. Trust me. We had a talk before the show, or before the bit. He won't say it. Oh, damn it. He said it.
Yep.
Yeah, 19, Wales.
19 works in there.
20.
Same number of syllables.
30. Yeah.
I'm going to be singing this song all day now.
Yeah, it wails.
Yeah, it wails.
Except for the beginning.
Right. We should do like, we should beep it out.
Yeah.
Like it's a curse word. Man, I got here a little before Sauce, but he got out of his car before I did. And I watched him get out of his car, and the look on his face, he was so happy to be wearing that coat.
I love that coat,
you
man.
Know? I mean, you see the look on his face.
I wore my coat all day yesterday.
You're cool.
Well, it's cold weather.
I wore my coat.
Yeah, it is coat season. Yeah, I was looking handsome in that coat.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta not the studio. Oh, I gotta get out of Minnesota.
See you later.
For good or just for a while?
We're like
or?
A month and a half away from doubling.
Yeah, but yeah, it'll be
in
like
size
50. Genius. Oh. Brilliant. Brilliant. But it'll be like 50 there.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's cool with me.
Yeah,
I would like take 50 right now, but I definitely want Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is cool.
Vegas. Waiting until May to go to Vegas is unacceptable.
I thought you were going
to
come next couple weeks.
Jesus,
I thought you were going to go. Yeah,
you're going to go between us.
No, I'm not going to.
Why not? Uh-huh.
No, it's a long story.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Is everybody going to Vegas and didn't invite me?
No, it was one of those bits where, theoretically, if I had gone to Vegas, the Power Trip would have been out there 3 consecutive weekends and none of us would have overlapped.
Oh.
I'm going for your lover's birthday. Do you want to go?
Which one?
My dad.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. He and I are going to do something private, you know.
What are you going to do?
Tickle a lizard.
Oh.
Time to tickle a lizard.
Hot.
Thanks.
Now, the weekend that I was going to go out there would have ended up, it ended up being Super Bowl weekend, and I'm like, that's going to be chaos.
And you might be working.
Wasn't super worried about that.
Oh, okay. No. I think we gave up on that about week 3.
No, I don't do Bengals fan line.
Oh, you don't?
Does Nordo?
He should. He would be great at it. He loves the Bengals. He follows the Bengals more closely than I do.
And how much were flights to go out there Super Bowl weekend?
Not bad.
Really? Wow, that's shocking.
I don't think they ever get really bad.
There you go.
The flights weren't that bad. I was just worried about the, I don't know.
The riffraff?
Yeah, the riffraff, the hotel pricing, all that kind of garbage. I was thinking, it's just not worth it. Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you have a guy?
Yeah, you do. I can confirm.
Play it again, Hugs.
I've asked you to leave before, and I don't want to do it
please
again.
Please leave.
Yeah. Let me play it again.
Yeah, Benny Mardones. He gets you a hotel room 30 years ago.
Yeah, Scott Hamilton will be there. This song. I love this song, except for the first part. The first part sucks.
She can't even check into a hotel.
Oh, and I'm a sex addict.
Well, what's more fun, Sauce? Listening to this song or wearing a coat?
Oh, great question.
Oh, wearing a coat. Wearing a coat. I love wearing a coat. It covers up my love handle.
It's a fun activity.
You waxed your anus.
I did?
I hope you did. For Zach's sake.
She's just 16 years old.
Yeah, Benny, he did it. Skelly laughed.
Yeah, well,
Skelly loves it.
I wish he waited as long as he waited to start singing.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think he knew the lyrics before he started singing.
I'm sure the producer, at least, could you mention it at the end?
Yeah. We can then edit it out on the radio.
Don't lead with it.
Yeah. Why are you leading with it?
Like, if you wrote this super nice song and then you're like, and by the way, she's just 16, you'd be like, oh, well.
We can fade that
now
part.
I feel a little bit.
I am confused.
Oh. That's the gal's dad.
16 years old. God, he led with it.
Yeah. Damn it, Benny Mardones.
Better check the laws, buddy.
Yeah, they say it, but he's like, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I think he means society.
Yeah, I think he means everybody but him.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Here's his next single.
Good for you and your father.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's hot. See, this is a great hook, right, Hodge?
A huge hook.
Yeah.
When I sit down to do my dirty business, my gonads tangle in the water.
What?
I hate that.
How big are your gonads?
When I sit down to do my dirty business, my gonads tangle in the water.
They used to have that water level that way
Chris
too high.
Pratt?
Yeah, of course.
I may have the all-timer in terms of they are listening. You know, Big Brother.
Oh,
Amazon,
yeah.
Apple. Yeah. You know, you'll say something a couple of times and all of a sudden ads will start popping up that overlap with that. And you're like, God dang it. How do they know that I'm... they're listening.
Yeah.
I, for the last like 48 hours, have been bombarded on my cell phone and my Twitter feed with ads for 2022 Kia Fortes.
Because you talked about
Matt Forte?
I love Will Forte.
Will Forte.
Oh,
yeah.
Forte's a genius.
Wow.
It can't be a coincidence.
No, it's not.
All I see now is Forte ads.
Yeah, now all we're going to see is Forte ads.
What is...
Dude, I've been seeing nothing but Hummer ads.
Really?
That's funny. Oh, Zach. Isn't that weird? I should throw my phone into a lake.
Yeah. It's Instagram, man. It's Instagram. Instagram is always listening. Always.
It's Meta. Meta.
Yeah,
meta.
That. Yeah, yeah, meta. Yeah. That.
The metaverse.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, man.
Be wearing VR, looking at ads.
I truly, if I lost this job tomorrow or quit this job tomorrow, I would get off all social media.
Yeah, but even Instagram to look at the babes?
You get off on what?
I would get off on this job.
Oh.
No. Yeah. I'd find looking at babes some other way.
Yeah, like
I would be
YouTube,
off social
like Hogsley.
But you can't because you have to use Google.
No, I don't have to. I'll get off the grid.
Then you go.
That would be good for everybody.
Are you talking about like... Are you talking like old-fashioned magazines?
No, I think I would go full-on Unabomber.
Oh, my God.
That would be good for me and be good for all of you.
You basically live disappear. Like that anyway, though.
Yeah, but not really. I'm connected because of this job. I have to stay with one eye, you know, towards the sources.
They killed him, right?
Ted Kaczynski?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Wow.
Prison.
Wow, he is still alive. He's 79. I thought they killed him.
He was 79 years old.
Oh, this is he loved this song, by the way.
He still does, yeah.
Yeah.
Understand what's happening.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, just let it happen.
He did, man. Did you see him? He knew the drum part. Like,
oh,
wow.
This is one of the
Tommy Likey.
Oh, good, Tommy.
Yeah, good for you, Tommy.
I can't wait to hear Tommy Olsen's Point Break review tomorrow.
I can't wait.
I think it was fire.
The debate online, and I thought it was a good one, was when he tweeted that he was watching Point Break, and I saw his tweet because I'm still on social media because of this job. The corner of his TV screen said AMC. That better not be an edited version.
No, but
otherwise, why even start it?
I bet it was one of... Well, yeah, that's a good point.
If he's watching the edited version, it's not... I mean, it's going to be fine, but it's not going to be
fire.
No,
you can't watch an edited...
No.
You can't watch an edited version of a movie for the first time.
Not at all.
In 2022, you should never watch an edited version of any movie.
Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah.
What is he doing? I hope that was just an AMC streaming service of some kind.
Yeah, maybe.
It could
have
been, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. Well, because it's on... We looked this up last week. I think it's available... Yeah, it's available on Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
So he must have probably... He probably... set his DVR.
Yeah, see that if that's what he did, that's a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I know Ruth. You don't
Yeah, she doesn't get it.
Yeah, because it's free on Amazon Prime.
Speaking of Ruth, even though that was Ruth and not Ruthie, you guys make any progress on Ozark?
I finished.
Oh, no. You finished?
I finished.
What about the show though?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I finished, man.
I did not. I haven't made any progress.
Have you, Zacho?
I got one episode in last night. So we're getting there slowly. I don't know if I want to. I mean, if it's only going to be 7 episodes, I don't know if I want to just, you know, get through it right away. I want to enjoy it.
Zach, just use a spotter and finish.
Right? By the way, Power Trip Quotes just tweeted that he just got an ad for a Matt Forte jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. What is happening?
That is true.
What other ads can we serve the people?
Right. Boy, I don't know if you guys heard the new Chris Hockey record.
No, brilliant. Yeah, I finished, man.
Oh, and again, twice already this morning.
Oh my God.
It's great. It's one of the best shows ever. I love it.
I can't wait to watch more of it.
I just got an ad for a hockey stick.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's a very good show. It's very well done. Every actor is great. Every scene is sweet. It's just sweet. But did you notice when you go to Netflix and you click on Ozark, one of the critical scenes is the pause screen on the, like, when you go to, like, the Ozark bit, and it's like, one of the critical scenes of the whole show.
How can you describe it without giving it away? Which scene? The scene with the car?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. Please don't.
The only one I can think of is when Bateman's got a gun pointed at somebody. But in the
wait, say that again.
Bateman has a gun pointed at somebody else.
Oh, well, maybe it's different because on mine.
But it doesn't show who he's pointing the gun at.
I think it updates too as the season goes on.
I think it does as well. Okay, I think it's giving you a glimpse of where you're at so it doesn't spoil it.
Well, it's like a major spoiler.
You have to tell me during the break because I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like at least four episodes. Like, why do they keep showing that?
Four episodes that ahead? Scene, like,
yeah.
Where you hadn't seen
it's
what
in,
was
it's
on
a
the
scene
screen
that's
yet?
In the last episode.
But you saw it much earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Than that.
And
really?
I'm like, wait, I haven't seen that yet. Why do they keep showing that? Yeah, it was Macho Man. Shows up. Yeah. No,
wow, that's a real turn.
Yeah.
Interesting. Turn of events there. Let me see what this is, real quick, guys. Would you please?
Who's most likely to live the longest in total years?
Oh, yeah. Abigail did a thing for me where she said,
who's most likely to get mad if someone gets their coffee order wrong?
Sauce,
for sure.
All right, what about this one?
Who's most likely to live the longest in total years?
So not like be on the earth the longest, but total years.
You.
Why me?
You're happiest.
Because, yeah, you're happiest. You're already to 50. Corey and I aren't guaranteed your age.
Actually, there is some, like, it's that you. Whole, he's the oldest, so he's most likely, right?
Yeah. I would assume, yeah, because we're not guaranteed 50.
Statistically speaking. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from, but just, I'm saying from lifestyle and stuff. And if we live use all the ancillary characters on the show as well.
Okay.
Maybe Marnie.
Marnie.
Because she's happy.
The women
she's
live longer. Healthy.
Yeah, women on average live about 3 years longer.
That's Parrish true. Currently.
Yeah.
Professional athlete.
Yeah, Lieber's in the best shape.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to have, health-wise, the best chance of living the longest.
Yeah, but eventually he's going to be walking naked down the highway with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Still would.
Wow. Yeah.
He is 16 years old.
All right, here you go. Here's another one.
Who's most likely to fall asleep in the middle of watching a high-stakes action movie?
Zach.
Yeah, Zach. He'll be high.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, man, it depends on what time of day. Because otherwise it could definitely be me.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
Especially if it's one I've seen 1,000 times.
Like
who's
Point
most
Break.
Likely to survive the longest on a deserted island?
I'm the shortest, right? Because what am I going to eat?
The food thing. Yeah.
I'd be out first.
I'd be out second.
I'd off myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, yeah, but are you going to survive?
Yeah, but are you going to survive? Lieber.
Yeah, Lieber would
Lieber,
be.
Lieber, yeah. Yeah. Because that's like his kind of thing.
Kreisel's probably pretty scrappy.
Kreisel or Parrish, they'd kill a lot of things.
Yeah.
Even things they didn't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Parrish should also just buy his way off the island.
Probably Parrish, though. Kreisel's got all the skills, you know?
Yeah. Kreisel have a hard time dumping, though.
Who's going to die the first, though?
Corey.
Yeah, I'm out first.
No, you'd live for a little while, though. You don't starve to death right away.
Oh, what a horrible way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got something for you guys on that later. I listened to a podcast yesterday about something just terrifying. Here's another one.
Who's most likely to listen to a K-pop band and like it?
Zach.
Yep.
Zach loves BTS. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I can't get into
BTS. You love BTS?
I don't like BTS.
But still, you are the most likely on this show to like it the most.
The song, though, on that commercial isn't bad.
The Butter one?
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's a K-pop song?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's okay. BTS. Actually,
it's not bad.
You know what, though? Euphoria had a BTS song that I liked in there.
See?
So I got to look that.
It's Zach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh, Euphoria is so good.
Who's most likely to accidentally eat plastic?
Oh,
Zachariah.
I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, Zachariah, yeah.
Yeah. Initially, it was definitely me.
Zachariah high, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
true.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to get lost at a sports stadium, give up, and go home?
Sauce.
Me.
Well,
me. He almost did it at Lambeau. He couldn't find his gal.
No, second. Other way around. Yeah. She couldn't find me.
But either way, you got lost.
Yeah, but I knew what seat we were in. I would have gone to the
seat.
It's hockey.
It's definitely hockey.
Because it would be, first off, if he's at a sporting event that isn't work-related, he wouldn't want to be there. He would get lost on purpose, give up, and go home. He gave up going to the Gopher game. He didn't even make it.
Because he couldn't find a parking spot.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Who's most likely to wake up for work for the show on a day off?
Well, I have done that.
You just talked about that the other day.
Yeah, I called hockey on a Sunday.
Yeah. All right, last one. Here we go. Abigail, go.
Who's most likely to become the leader of a wolf pack?
Man.
Lieber.
No, he...
Carly.
Carly, yeah. Especially her drunken persona.
Yeah. Creaso, probably.
Yeah.
Well, if it's hangover-esque wolf pack, then it's Tommy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Duh, it's Tommy by a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Abba Dabba.
When did she do that?
About a year ago.
We never did used
forget?
It?
Yeah, I did. she's doing her first radio shift on KQAL tomorrow in Winona.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
K-Qual?
Yeah.
Good for Abs.
For Pops Westerman. She's very
great.
Excited.
Another KQ we're going to have to battle against.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
Yep.
All right, well, you're going down, Abs.
Sorry.
Well, you know what?
She's just...
I don't think she's on AM radio, though. I think she gets classes in the morning.
Mark Parrish should be here quickly, and then Jewel of the Decade is about 6:15. Marnie Gellner later, Mark Rosen later. When we come back, the Vikings appear to have a GM. Right, not official yet, correct? But it looks like we had two finalists. One of them is the Bears GM, which means we have one finalist left.
Yeah.
And the weird part is they have yet to tweet that they've concluded their interview.
Have you checked with Pelissero this morning?
No, I blocked that account.
I noticed you also blocked Initials Game account.
Oh, that was years ago.
Oh, okay.
Why'd you do that? Were you mad at Corey?
I'm always mad at Corey.
About it. You could mute it or block it. He chose to block it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wanted you to know
he did it. You block everybody.
Yeah, I do block people. I don't block people here at work.
I wonder what you did that pissed him off.
Right, what did I do that pissed him off so much?
Oh, my, I wish I remembered. Do you remember for real, Sassy?
No, I was probably just in a bad mood. I blocked, I bet, 100,000 people yesterday.
Am I blocked? I mean,
no, you're not blocked, babe.
Okay, good. Thank you, babe.
Somebody was responding to
the fans blocked.
And then it
wouldn't
let me see his account. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what's going on here? And then I clicked on it, and it's like, Meat Sauce One has blocked you. I'm like, not even Corey Cove. Not at Corey Cove. Just Initials Game got blocked. He doesn't want to see my product. Shameless self-promotion.
He does. That's one of the things he hates.
Oh, you can't stand it. What are you doing stand-up, by the way, again? That next Saturday at Cato Ballroom or what?
Yeah.
Front Page Sports is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
They ball the Fan.
I like the Alaskan Pipeline.
Yeah. As a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody helped me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, what? Yeah. So then they said, oh, so that means you're going to switch it on.
What's going on, Zacho?
I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest.
What are you playing here, buddy?
Knowing as a shorty,
this is Gimme Some.
That if I ain't going to be part of the greatest, I gotta
by Busta Rhymes.
Come on.
This song wails.
Come on. Yeah, baby, what a surprise. Give yourself a minute, fuck a roll over your eyes.
Yeah, he's busting some rhymes. He wasn't lying about the rhyme busting.
The only song that really matters is Woo Ha, I Got You All in Check.
That's a great song.
Right, like,
Nonpoint did a cover of it.
If he was going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, this is the jersey he would wear.
Correct.
Who would induct him?
Marty Bird, maybe? I don't know.
Okay. I can't wait to watch the end of that. Welcome
You'll
back.
Love it.
Power Trip Morning Show. You know, it's Wednesday. We're waiting on Mr. Mark Parrish. He'll be here soon. We've got Mrs. Marnie Gellner coming in a bit. And Mr. Mark Rosen coming in as well. Cast of thousands. What are you eating back there, by the way? Haley?
Egg white bite, but I already devoured them.
An egg white bite.
Well, she's eating her feelings this morning.
Oh, why? What's wrong?
Yeah, what did I do?
What's wrong?
You lost to Max for quote of the year.
Thanks for bringing it up, Corey. Yeah, my reign of terror is
great
over.
Point.
Max
almost went back to back.
Almost.
Did you win it the year before?
I did.
Yep. But what, it was something like, I don't know, 58. No, sorry. Yeah, something like 58-42. It was about 60-40.
It never felt close.
Max, your quote of the year champ. I believe the voting closes this morning, but it doesn't look like you're going to be able to catch him.
No, aww. I wish I could buy votes, but unfortunately I can't.
Yep. Well, so congrats to Max, the quote of the year on this entire show. Thanks to the guys from the Bets and Quotes podcast, specifically Power Trip Quotes, for putting together some kind of a little tournament. He had some voting done on the internet, and the rest is history. There's no cash reward. There's no pride, really, even. It's just it's a thing. And now it's over. You know?
Yeah, no, I know.
Woo-ha! All right.
He does say woo-ha.
A lot, yeah.
And he says, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought he was saying Wuhan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, it'd be
too soon.
It'd been really early.
Yeah, that would have been
way early.
Curve by, like, I don't know, 25 years.
But I guess maybe he had just, you know, if he had gone to the city and he really liked it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. What?
They have a market.
That was mid-90s, maybe? I'm going to say 95.
You are 1 year off.
Damn it. Which way?
The 96.
96.
Was the album.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Got you all in check.
Hey, look at that there.
I forgot about the non-point cover.
The non-point cover wails.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Non-point kind of shreds, right, Hogs?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of bangers.
Oh, speaking of covers, Zach, I got to have you load a cover in because I need Chris to hear this at some point today.
Okay.
But it's one of those bits where somehow you know how to load the audio into the system that's off YouTube that makes it sound like it's not off YouTube. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
I need you to help me out with
that. This song wails. What the?
Where it sounds good. I'll text it to you.
Text it to me, baby.
Because I don't need the garbage audio. We want the real deal.
Yeah, you load in audio terribly.
Oh, thank you.
He's been doing it the same way for 20 years.
That's not very nice. Problem.
Oh. Yeah, he's right about that core.
I'm on.
9 points as well.
This song wails. They made a lot of cash off this.
Ah, thanks.
No. This was played like during the World Series every time they would go to break.
That's because the lead singer was the producer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, he produces baseball for ESPN.
Oh, no, it was on Fox, okay. But you knew that.
Well.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sweet Pea.
How are we doing this morning?
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm upside great. Down.
It's cold.
Huh. It's way down? Too cold.
It was minus 20 in my car when I put it on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's not even hockey weather.
Well, I don't like it. I'm just gonna go on record right now. I don't like it. What do you think of that?
I don't like it one bit.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Good excuse for me to just lay on a couch in front of a fire, though.
Do what?
Did you just say spread out in front of a fire?
Something like that.
Because I like that. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
however,
hot.
However you stay warm.
So how did Monday night go? You were one of the hosts or MCs for a recovery night at Minnesota Wild.
I was the speaker.
The speaker?
Yeah.
Did you have all of your teeth in for this speech?
I did not.
Damn
I didn't.
It.
I didn't even think of it. No, yeah, it was great. It was
heard it went well.
Terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying. And when they told me I had to fill a half hour, I was even more nervous. And it was kind of funny. So I got through about and they had a clock there. I'm a guy like I hate looking at clocks. I don't know if that's from playing
clocks, Zach.
From playing hockey or whatever. Just if you stare at it, just seems to go slow or take forever, whatever it may be. And every time I got a workout, I was just threw a towel over the bike to watch the timer, so I didn't hate. I hate looking at that timer. So I get just about done, I think, with what I'm about to say, and I look up, and there is still 22 minutes left on that timer.
Ooh.
And I went, oh, crap.
Flop sweat.
That's when you just work in 10 minutes of your best stand-up material.
You know what? I did go back to a couple of jokes I used,
dance,
that's
maybe?
For sure. Tried out some new ones because those are my people and they understand that kind of humor a little bit more than the average folk.
Or what you do, Mark, is you do like you pull like a Mike Zimmer where you just go like, all right, tough loss, a lot of things we can clean up, time for questions.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I did.
Q&A
except
for 22 minutes.
I must have blacked out for like 15 minutes because then all of a sudden there was like 6-7 minutes left, and I almost didn't leave time for Q&A.
So you did it.
So I have no idea what I said, and I don't know if it made sense, but people nice seem job to have liked it.
Good
what
for you, Ben. What if you played the spoons or did Shadow Puppets or
great
something?
Point. Just did your cover of Spoon Man.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
All right, I had time.
I had 7 minutes to deal with. I could have done it.
Yeah.
And in those 7 minutes that you were tap dancing on stage, the Wild scored 6 goals.
Yeah, holy cow. Came out and actually it was only 1-1 by the time I got done saying thank you and hi to everyone that came by. And then next thing you know, they could have had them about 12. It was the second period was, it was like they were on the power play the whole time. I kept counting and Montreal had 5 guys out there.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
I don't know anything about hockey, but it was, I said the same thing yesterday because I went to that game as well, Mark. I was there for the first 2 periods. And
Me too.
When it was about 30 shots on goal to 10, it could have been already about 10-1, right? The Wild had so many good chances. It wasn't just that they were scoring goals. They had quality chance after quality chance. Next game is when? Friday?
Friday, the Rangers, at Madison Square Garden. They'll be hoisting Henrik Lundqvist's number up into the rafters there. So that'll be kind of a fun moment to be there, especially for Zuccarello. I know he's good buddies with Lundqvist, so that'll be fun for him.
Do you know that guy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I played in New York for a while. So
I forgot about that. Those guys. You can hear that ceremony on the fan, by the way.
Of course you can.
We are going to carry it.
Sports sweet leader, baby.
Yeah. As they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on. All right, speaking of sports leader.
Is that right?
Let's do Front Page Sports.
Okay, I'm getting there. Hold on.
Time now for Front Page Sports with Corey Coe.
So, Zach, are you sticking around today or are you going to Chicago?
What's in Chicago?
Because yesterday you were telling me you were driving to Chicago to go see polls.
That's a... I don't know.
Why'd you go all the way to Chicago for that?
Are you not coming?
Corey, Zach. I thought that was private.
Zach.
Ryan Poles, hired by the Chicago Bears to be general manager. He was one of 2 finalists, reportedly, for the Vikings job. So it looks like we're down to Crazy. How do you say his last name? Adolfo Mensah. You know, again, I wanted the coach of the Vikings to be about 14 years old.
Yeah.
14 years old. And be in Mensah.
Yeah.
Right? I wanted it to be a Wormser scenario where it's like some, child prodigy. Maybe late middle school, early high school, but genius. If we have a GM with the last name Mensah, that's close enough.
Isn't he like 32?
That's too old for me, but still.
Wow. My God.
Ideally, I want the GM and the coach to be... maybe have just completed their first middle school dance.
So you're basically describing Little Big League, but a football version of Billy Haywood.
That is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see if we can
just
find
want one that wins
for her.
So, you know, this new generation of coaches is getting younger, which means you better keep up with the trends. I want the next coach to be so young that he's already ahead of the next trend that we don't even know what the trend is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I
want the guys that are up to date with the trend now to be outdated because we hire a guy so young that he's 30 years into the future.
It's like when you buy any piece of technology and like a month later it's already been replaced.
Exactly. Yeah. So I want 7G when 5G is about to debut.
Okay.
So
I like that.
That's why we need to hire a 12-year-old wunderkind, you know?
Yeah, I like that idea.
Crazy Adolfo Mensah looks like he is the GM of the Vikings. I think they're just, I don't know why they're waiting to announce it, but we're down to basically just him.
Yeah, because obviously Ryan Poles went to Chicago, and everybody, there are a lot of people who know more about this than I do that said Crazy was their first choice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You want to name some names?
Yeah.
Not after yesterday, no.
I did see somebody on Twitter bring up this point, and I could not agree more. Somebody said, there seems to be a whole bunch of people mad that we missed out on Ryan Poles and a little bummed out that we ended up with Adolfo Mensah. And the guy on Twitter made the point, none of you had heard of either of these people 2 weeks ago, and now you're fake mad.
I know what you're talking about, too.
I mean, which is 1,000% sure. No one had ever heard of these two guys two weeks ago.
No.
And now it's, I wanted so-and-so.
There were people in the front office making the decision on Ryan Poles that a month ago had no idea who he was.
I knew who he was.
I didn't think the Bears wanted the polls so much.
Okay. Sean Payton stepping down as Saints head coach. So he's not necessarily retiring from the NFL, just stepping away.
Yeah.
Which is a nice way of saying, I don't have a quarterback.
And I also am $72 million over the cap.
You are?
No, not yet. But I will be.
The Wolves won 109-107 over Portland. Ant had 40. He was 14 of 27 for the game. The Wolves over 500 at 24-23 and already now have more wins this year than they did all of last season when
Hell
they won 23.
Man. Yeah, good for them.
And what? It's January 26th.
Did Hockey and Marnie bet the over-under again?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you did.
I don't think so.
I think Marnie took the over.
I don't think so, but of course, Power Trip bets will find out.
What was the season over-under for them?
38 or something?
38 or 39?
It was just shy of 500.
They should get there.
Yeah, barring some weird injuries or something, it's going to be close.
Yeah.
D'Lo with the game winner, a goaltending call with 2.9 seconds to go.
Anthony Edwards is so good, man. Did you see he's the second player in NBA history to have 40 points and zero assists?
Of course I did.
Zero. You knew that, right, Hawks? Who's the other guy?
Maroon 5.
Yeah, good point. I'm glad you knew that.
They are at Golden State tomorrow, 9 o'clock, and the Wolves have won 4 of their last 5 games.
That'd
They're
be a nice
up.
Place to be.
Golden State?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Parrish, where would you want to go that isn't this cold?
Oh.
Top of your head. Go. Boom.
San Diego just popped into my head.
Good choice.
I haven't been there. Let's
good
go
choice.
To San Diego.
You've never been there. It's
You've never been incredible. To San Diego?
No, they don't have a hockey team.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, I can see why. It's
but
70
you've lived
degrees
in LA.
Year round.
I know. I'm not even sure it's up or down from LA.
South. South about, what, an hour or so?
Yeah.
With traffic, because traffic's a nightmare getting down there. So maybe a little more than an hour.
LA traffic is awful. Anywhere in California is awful.
I love San Diego. That drive from LA is nice,
Diego.
Too.
It's an hour and 48 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it was much less than that.
That's because you drive fast.
Yeah.
Time flies apparently when you're having fun and just. Your kids are on their iPads.
Amen.
Man. You know?
I do know.
It's like a third parent.
Yeah, man.
Might be a second in our family.
Like you wish the iPad could take the kid to a gymnastics class. Right? Like if it was a self-driving car.
Yeah.
And then the iPad somehow could walk that kid into gymnastics class. You'd be like, sweet, third parent. Yeah. David Ortiz made the Hall of Fame. Bonds, Clemens, Sosa, and Schilling did not.
Who's Bonds Clemens?
Yeah.
A guy you went to high school with.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah, he's
not too
nice.
Surprising there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame.
Great lady.
Oh, great lady. Wasn't that one of the first viral videos?
Oh, yeah. It's still one of the best, too. When she bites it.
Mm. Wood hockey?
Of course. She
sounds like she's dying.
Because she's hot, and then Kim could drink the wine that the grape lady made.
Man. Bingo.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame. He does. David Ortiz got busted for PEDs. Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame. Right. Yeah, kind of, but
Ortiz
still.
I forgot exactly how it worked until I read about it this morning.
Barry Bonds was once walked with the bases loaded. Intentionally walked with the bases loaded. Barry Bonds, and the thing that people keep saying is Barry Bonds' number before he was a known steroid user gets him in the Hall of Fame. Somebody tweeted this morning, if all of his stats count in the record books, how is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Nobody voted for him.
Yeah, good point. I don't know. I think he should be in.
Well, then why didn't you vote for him?
Yeah.
I don't have a vote.
Did you go to the polls?
Did you who didn't vote for him?
Lavelle Neal III.
I think Lavelle actually did vote for him.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he didn't vote for Ortiz either.
That's what?
No.
Why?
Ortiz got 77% of the vote, but Lavelle Neal III was not one of them.
That's not very nice.
You like A's or T's?
A's. Oh, both. I have.
Big old T's on you.
Yeah, I do. Nice T's.
Thanks.
There's a hot rumor that ESPN is going to try to lure Al Michaels off of Sunday Night Football onto Monday Night Football.
Really?
I've been hearing Thursday Night Football for Al.
He didn't do every game this year either.
I heard Amazon was going to pay him a ton of money to get him over to Thursday night. Interesting.
Well, then what do you do?
Yeah, man, that's interesting.
Take the highest bidder.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with Sean Payton? There's a reason he's
Sean Payton's going to be in Amazon's new series, Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
Sean Payton's going to end up in Dallas.
Like, is he going to get lost or something?
Yeah, lost in Dallas. Yeah.
No, he's playing J.R. Ewing.
Who?
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Oh, I got it. Well played. Who shot J.R.?
Marge Simpson.
Oh. Lee Harvey Maggie
Oswald.
Okay.
That got dark.
That got weird.
Yeah.
Dude.
You think Sean Payton's going to Dallas?
Yeah.
Hold on, from New Orleans to Dallas.
Hold on, let me look this up before you get into this. Keep talking, though.
Man, if Sean Payton had to move from Louisiana to Texas.
Yeah, you know what I would say? I would say, hey, Sean Payton, go to opendoor.com and opendoor.com/KFAN. It's the best website. Go on that website like I did the other day. You can find on that website a place where you simply put in your address and you can get an offer on your home. Answer a few other questions. It's quite simple. It's the best website to use to sell your home. It's the only way to sell your home because on that website that I frequent, you just put in your address, like I said, you get an offer on your home. On the bottom of that website, there is a ticker for all the offers they have given. You're going, Meat Sauce, I'm not convinced enough. I will tell you this. With my friends at opendoor.com/KFAN, they make selling your home easy without the hassles of listing, showings, and all the unknowns. That's got to be enough for you because that is an amazing reason to sell your home with opendoor.com/KFAN. Offer eligibility varies. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage Incorporated, license 0206-1130, in California, and Open Door Brokerage LLC in its other markets. Sell your home the new fashion way with my friends at opendoor.com/KFAN.
KFAN. Welcome.
Was it summer? Hell yeah.
To Duel of the Decades.
Are you telling me you built a time machine?
On the Power Trip.
Check down 1979.
Presented by 7th Avenue Pizza.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, babe.
Hi, Hawk. What do you got for us today?
So here's something I did. It's a little weird, okay?
Okay.
I had a different one all done, all finished, all set and ready to go. And then on the way in this morning, I listened to a podcast where Rick Rubin interviewed a songwriter.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice. And I was like, wow, this lady wrote a bunch of great songs. I wonder how many she wrote. So I looked it up. And I was like, oh, my God, some of the biggest songs of all time that I had no idea this one lady wrote. And I thought, well, I wonder if there's anybody else like that. And then I looked around and I found this dude named Max Martin. And he's written some of the biggest songs of all time. And I thought, I wonder who has the best of the best songs. These two people who are not artists, they're just songwriters. So, because, you know, I like giving myself extra work, I put together a brand new Duel of the Decades for you this morning after I got here.
Hmm?
It's Max Martin versus Diane Warren. Now, again, those two names mean nothing to you,
nope.
But their songs do. I will say this, a tip of the hat to Diane Warren, no matter who wins this, she writes most of these by herself. Max Martin, who, by the way, is a Swedish songwriter and producer who's had so many hits.
Yeah, he was in Ace of Base.
Yeah, great point.
That is absolutely true. I didn't know you knew that. I had no idea.
How did you know that?
I had no idea you knew both those. Oh, my gosh, look at you guys.
Diane Warren, of course, an American senator.
Different one. Different one.
Oh, that's Elizabeth.
Thanks, Zach.
You're welcome. Both of them... Songwriting Hall of Famers. Max is a co-writer on a lot of these songs, but the writer.
With Satan.
And
Satan.
Sometimes with Jesus.
Oh wow. Well, Corey's going to love half of them.
Right. So, Max Martin versus Diane Warren. Are you guys ready?
Yes, I like it.
I haven't heard it yet. Here we go. Her first really big number one hit went a little something like this. It's Rhythm of the Night.
Oh, great.
I was so excited to get this cassette single at Target back in the
day. This song wails. Zach, do you like this one? Oh, yeah.
Do you like this song?
When it feels like the world is...
this on your shoulders and all of the madness.
It's time to sounds like it wasn't, but it sounds like this should have been the opening song for Weekend at Bernie's.
It does.
Oh my God.
You never know.
I know a place where we can dance
the whole night away. It sounds like from the Goofy movie, the
Goonies?
No, the Goofy movie.
Yeah.
Oh, the Goofy movie.
Yeah, I forget. Anyway, there's a cartoon character in the Goofy movie who sings just like that. Anyway, from 1985, The Rhythm of the Night, Diane Warren wrote this. It was the first really big hit. Opened all the doors. Is it better than one of Max Martin's first really big hits?
Oh. Wow.
You woke up, Zach.
That's right. He was one of the writers, one of the main writers on Baby One More Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the best bridges of all time.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, Max.
Better than Golden Gate?
Oh, easily.
All right, what do you got? Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge or Baby One More Time?
I'll go first.
Yes.
I love this song, but that other song, Wales.
You like Rhythm of the Night better? That's one for Rhythm of the Night.
Might be the only one.
What about you, Zacho?
It's not even close.
Which one? Rhythm of the Night?
This one, baby.
Okay. Marco Directo?
I like this video better.
Yeah,
I'll go with DeBarge, though. I love that song. I love that song.
It's Britney, bitch.
Yes.
Definitely going to bars.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
Haley?
Brittany for sure. Not even close.
You don't get to go today.
So Max,
Zach just asked me.
I know, but he thinks
for one reason
he produces all the shows.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry. Damn. Sorry. I wanted to give the point to DeBarge.
Yeah, because DeBarge Wales.
It's a great song.
Next. From Diane Warren. Belinda Carlisle's I Get Weak. From 1987.
Great tune.
Thank you.
I don't know if I know this one yet. Parrish, anything?
It sounded a little bit familiar. When I'm with you, yes, I know this. Inside. Yeah. My heart's all tangled
up. My tongue is tied. It might not matter because I'm sure this is one of Corey's favorite songs. Max Martin wrote It's Gonna Be Me.
Oh, I thought this was Can I Get a Mixed Pick Too?
By NSYNC.
This song wails, right, Zacho?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow. The internet loves this the last day of April every year.
I don't understand why.
Hey, when is the Power Trip Vegas?
It's going to be May.
Read your mind, Zach.
What do you got? Belinda Carlisle or NSYNC? Zach?
Oh, NSYNC by a mile.
Mark?
I'm going to have to go with NSYNC.
Wow. Corey?
I'm a fan of Belinda Carlisle, but not quite as much as J.C., Shazé, Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, Chris Kilpatrick, and Lance Bass. Kirkpatrick and Lance Bass.
So I'll
go with those five and NSYNC.
All right, Haley, go.
NSYNC.
Wow. She sounds like a battered dog.
Max Martin with the point. We go back to Diane Warden. Warren. And we go to 1987.
Oh, great song.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks.
Yeah, she wrote Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of wows coming up.
All right. How do you do this?
Now you just sit down.
Sit down.
Guitar, grab a piece of paper.
Left to right.
Somebody
right
sit down.
Down. Penis?
Pencil.
I don't think I
maybe
said that.
Maybe a pen.
But you can if you'd like.
Maybe I get that vibe from Zach.
Diane Warren must be just loaded. Is she still with us?
Oh, yeah. No, she's still writing giant hits.
Imagine that mailbox.
Woodhawk.
My God.
Mailbox.
For her. I don't think she's got a big enough mailbox.
Yeah. Let him see we're crazy. But is it better than from the lovely and talented Max Martin. Kinks, So What? What do you got? Starship or Pink?
Starship. Starship for sure. Way better song.
Corey?
This is one of those. I don't care for either one of them, but I would lean towards Starship.
What about you, Mr. Talent, Mark Parrish?
I actually like Pink. She's got some great songs. But yeah, it's Starship on this one.
Pink.
Sorry, Zach. I can see the disappointment.
Starship. Pink sucks.
Aww. That's a good song. But I'm going Starship as well. Diane Warren Martin.
One went for Pink there.
I'm not the one we expected. It's now 2-1. Diane Warren, the songwriter, versus Max Martin, the songwriter. Diane with the lead. And up next, we move forward to the year 1989.
This.
Yes. This. She wrote Blame It on the Rain.
This. Are you kidding me?
This. Wait, they didn't write their own songs?
They didn't.
This. They didn't write them? They didn't sing them? They didn't even know them. Do you think she knew?
Of course. Yeah, I would say for sure, yeah.
This.
Man. Yeah, I'm going to vote Diane Warren.
Yeah, so am I.
You have no idea. You got to hear what the next song is.
Which song will she be destroying?
Yeah.
Max Martin wrote Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, this is a great
song.
This is her best.
Started out friends. It was cool.
Imagine how funny these people.
My God.
I just saw her on The Morning Show last night. Episode 4 of season 1. She was
That's right, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson made a quick appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I'm done with those, I'm going to get back to The Morning Show and power through that one. So far, so good.
Yeah. Since you've been gone. What are you guys doing? Blame It on the Rain or Since You've Been Gone?
I'm going
first. Since You've Been Gone.
Blame It on the Rain.
I know. What about you, Cor?
Look, Blame It on the Rain is absolutely incredible. That was the end of my sentence.
Yeah.
I am voting for Milli Vanilli.
What about you, Marco Parrish?
I'm going Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. I like this song.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson. Zach?
You had a chance. You blew it. Yeah, I got to go with Kelly.
All right, Haley?
Oh, Blame It on the Rain for sure.
Oh, my God, we do have a tie.
What? Hell yeah.
651-989-5300.
It's going to be Steve from Rosemount.
Even
Parrish is trying to answer the phone because Corey's not looking.
I'm looking for the. How do we not have a Clarkson's scream?
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, thank you, Zach.
Too many wires over here for me.
All right.
Go ahead.
Good morning. What's your name?
Power Troop Quote.
Are you here to vote or are you here to trash talk Haley for losing to Max?
Okay.
No, I would never. I would never talk trash to a champion.
Thank you.
But I am here to vote for Milli Vanilli.
Yes.
Come on.
Thanks, Quotes.
Three to one. Diane Warren leads Max Martin as we go to the sixth song. Here we go. From the lovely and talented Diane Warren.
Oh my God, Diane Warren is my God.
I know.
This song wails.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Michael Bolton's a cinephile.
Hi, Mr. Bolton. Sit down. I'm from Dateline NBC.
I've never seen you sound that excited.
Oh, I love this song.
I think, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends, is the first line everybody says at couples therapy.
Yeah. Right.
But is it better than from Max Martin?
Oh, my
Teenage
God.
Dream by Katy Perry.
Michael Bolton.
Bolton.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely going Katy Perry.
I'm going Katy Perry as well.
What the
I'm
hell?
I'm going Katy Perry.
What about you?
Absolutely Katy Perry.
Katy Perry! Hi, girl! too. The two of the greatest songwriters who ever lived.
My God, I can't believe it hit.
Diane Warren and Max Martin. And Diane leads 3-2 as we go to break on Duel of the Decades.
What was that?
Valentine.
Yeah.
Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets.
Just love.
Just love.
Today on The Fan.
Welcome.
Was the summer of 69.
To Duel of the Decades.
Yeah. Thank you, Duel of the Decades.
Thank you, 7th Avenue Pizza.
Checked out 1979.
Presented by 7th Avenue Pizza.
Yeah,
that's going to help the hallway.
Well, you have to do something about that fridge.
How bad is that?
I don't know who did that.
You need to burn it.
Dude, that's... You don't fix a fridge that bad. What the hell is in there?
There's something gooey, like, seeping down the back of the fridge.
Exactly.
I stuck my head in there the second time.
Are you serious? Is it really?
I gotta go look at something.
Corey
didn't... Nothing happened. It didn't affect Corey.
Okay, in all fairness, though, when I opened the door, I shut it almost immediately. I was just trying to catch a quick whiff of it because I didn't want to throw up because I hate most food smells anyway. But I smelled nothing. But I was not willing to get back in there. And
dude, you didn't smell it walking down the hallway?
No.
Yeah. I mean, Parrish basically bathed in it. It's
I'm excited if I can smell anything.
It's the worst smell of all time. We have to get Rosie's reaction.
I don't know. It's like it's bad.
I know that because I
could
smell
milk,
it.
But it's
yeah, it's something's rotten. Ugh. Yeah.
I can taste it. Still.
Button bar.
Oh, no.
Zacho, 643.
With that, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the way to go, Hales.
anyway, back to Duel of the Decades. Diane Warren versus Mac Martin, a superstar songwriter who've literally written the soundtrack to our lives, and you had no idea. Diane's songs lead 3-2 over Max Martin. Let's get right back to it. Diane?
Oh! Come on!
If I can turn back time...
If I could turn back time.
That's for you, Marnes.
Seriously, can you imagine the money she must have?
My God.
Share now, Hawk, would you?
100%.
Yeah, same. I would too.
If she would allow it.
Yeah, share's hot.
She would not. You're right.
She took you like Sauce looked at that refrigerator door.
Did you ever get reimbursed for those Cher tickets in Las Vegas you bought?
I did not, know.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
You know what? I wanted Cher to have the money.
Yeah, well, we'll go next time.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, we'd cry the whole time.
We might. Oh. So, that's for Diane Warren. Max, what do you got?
Lil Taylor, baby.
That's right.
Wow.
He wrote We Are Never Getting Back Together with Taylor Swift. First time
saying this. How about she only wrote her song?
She brought in some co-writers.
You ask Damon from Gorillaz.
I know, how about that?
What?
Oh, yeah. He apologized.
Baby, I miss you when I should have. He was wrong.
That's right.
I will fight him.
Oh.
And Gorillaz are terrible anyway.
I like Gorillaz.
They have like one good song.
If that.
Yeah.
Like three.
Taylor's got a million. She's got more great albums than they've got good songs.
Correct. Their Gorillaz are terrible.
My Nikki. Gianna's actually starting to collect vinyl. And she's got quite a few Taylor songs.
This song will.
So what do you got, Taylor? Or
this.
If I can turn back time.
Wow, Hugs. That was good. This song.
I don't like either, so I'll vote for Cher by just a sliver.
I'm not even going to ask you because I know you.
Yeah, everyone knows what I'm going to say.
What about you, Perry?
I think it's not even close. It's Cher.
What about you, ever, Halverson?
My buddy Jim Drescher would kill me if I didn't vote for Taylor.
Your buddy who? Jim Drescher?
Now you're letting Jim pressure you?
You always let Jim pressure you.
Don't let him do that.
But I also like the song. And Cher's fine.
Yeah, this song. This song kicks ass.
I love me some Cher. You know that, but I'm definitely going Taylor as well. Max Martin with a point. It's 3-3. What do you got, Diane Warren?
Oh, Corey.
Yeah!
It's not even the other one.
Did she write other Ace of Base songs or just this one?
Let me see.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because this is about their fourth or fifth best song.
But it's still Wales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, God wrote this.
AC Bass always has a badass kind of bouncing bass line.
Yeah.
I don't have.
I don't know if I call it
songs,
badass.
I have all of
her
hits.
There's a bass line.
Barish, yeah. We don't need you to comment.
So she didn't write the sign or all that she wants?
Apparently not, no.
Oh, this song shreds.
Yeah.
Ace of Base, Don't Turn Around.
Strong.
What is it better
sauce.
Than?
I don't know the words.
Diane Warren just gave all the money back.
Diane Warren is hopping the bridge.
But is it better for Max Martin? What do you got, Max?
Oh, Corey.
Corey,
why
would
you write
by the weekend?
What are you gonna do? Oh God, this song wails. You know who loves this song?
Taylor Swift.
Tree.
No.
Preserve.
No. Correct.
Britney Spears.
Suaveed.
I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love.
My sources say Dobbs on vacation and last night won a dance contest.
What?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Was he against Bernie from Weekend to Bernie's?
He might have been a solo dance contest.
What do you got, Corey? Ace of Base or Blinding Lights?
This isn't even close.
What is it?
The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
is the greatest song ever.
This is
one of
correct.
The best songs in the last decade.
Yes, you are correct.
I'm going with this as well. Anybody going for Ace of Base?
No.
Nope. No.
Max Martin coming from behind.
So
he's got
good.
The lead. It's 4-3.
Man.
Oh.
Wow. Diane?
For all those times you stood by me.
Yeah. Because You Love Me by Celine Dion.
I love her so much.
Yeah, so this one's going to lose. This song wails.
Max Martin's got something better than this.
Yeah, but you love this song, right, Hugs?
I love this song.
I'd rather listen to Boats and Hoes by Prestige.
Yeah, that song wails.
I'm with Corey on that one.
Yeah, I love this song, but I kind of like this one more.
Oh, yeah.
Can't Stop the Feeling by JT. Another Max Martin joint.
And Poppy.
Trolls. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
I'll go first. The first song.
I'll go with Celine.
Yeah, thank you.
JT.
Yeah. No one is shocked by that.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing back there?
I go with Celine. This is JT's first song.
Wow.
Say that to his beautiful face.
I would.
I didn't think it was going to matter to me, but I'm going Celine as well.
Wow.
Because You Love Me does not suck. You just don't
just
like
happen,
love.
Corey.
Gross song. Celine.
Wow, you don't like love.
No. Not a huge fan of it.
It's 4-4.
Let's go.
What do you got, Diane Warren, superstar songwriter?
Oh.
How Do I Live Without You?
Oh.
I could have chosen either Leanne Rimes or Trisha Yearwood's version, because I believe
Haley, who's the lady
one.
Leanne Rimes' marriage she broke up?
Eddie Cibrian and Brandy Glanville.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What? Were those? What?
It's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
The best.
It's very important.
Yeah,
to
it's
Colin
extremely
Kelly.
Important. Yeah.
Wasn't he the coach of the Atlanta Falcons once?
No, he's a really bad actor.
No, Eddie Cibrian invented a sex toy.
But Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is the greatest TV show of all time.
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah, oh yeah, hands down.
I'm glad you like this song so much. It's How Do I Live Without You by Leanne Rimes. But what do you got there, Max Martin?
Oh, yeah.
Poor Pink. Raise Your Glass by Pank.
Oh,
this is really reminds me of my theme song.
What's the dealio, man?
I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m. Turn the radio up.
What do you got, Max? Or Diane? How Do I Live Without You or Raise Your Glass?
I'll go the first one.
How Do I Live Without You?
Yeah.
What about you, Zecco?
Come back to me.
Yeah,
I'm going Pink again, baby.
Yeah,
that's a first.
Really, Zach? I wouldn't have guessed that.
What about you, Haley?
How Do I Live, for sure.
What about you, Mark?
Pink.
What about you, Corey?
Again, these are both instant channel changers. I hate both of these songs, but if I had to only listen to one, it would be Pink.
Yeah, me too. I'm going Pink as well. Max Martin with a 1-point lead going into the final round.
Let's go.
Here we go.
What a battle.
Hits.
Diane Warren, in 1998, wrote this song for the greatest movie of all time. Oh, geez.
I could stay
And I'll say it again. My God. She didn't co-write this. She wrote this.
Of all these songs, Hockey, and I know this is off the cuff for you, what song got her the most mailbox money? This one?
This one, a lot, man. But I bet, nothing's going to stop us now. I don't know, man. That's tough.
So, quickly, Hawk, does somebody call her and it's like, hey, we need a hit song?
I listened to an interview with her and Rick Rubin this morning.
Rick Rubin
said,
Wales.
She said when she finishes a song, she's like, every now and again, she'll like call, you know, Millie Vanilla or whatever and say, I got a song for you. Man, this is 3 pages. These are all songs of hers.
Holy crap.
That
Holy
she wrote.
Hell. Jeez.
Big hits.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Hits with A's.
Oh. So she's trying to tie this thing up, but I don't want to miss a thing.
No, I can't stand that song.
But I wonder what you got, Max Martin.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Max Martin with the win.
Oh, Max with the walk-off.
Oh, there's no chance I'm voting for this song.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Come this
on.
Song wails.
I don't want to miss a thing.
10,000 miles.
Look at Barney and Haley behind you.
When I say
no one was supposed to see that.
The proclaimers would have to walk
that way.
And then walk back and then walk again and then walk another.
I'm voting for I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Okay, 100%. Good. That's true. Anybody
Backstreet.
Else?
No, this one. Oh, this is a Wailer.
Wailer.
Marty still wants to vote for Cher.
Tell me what he
No. Max Martin Tell with the point what? And the sixth
well, wait,
of
hold
win.
On. Did we do the vote?
Didn't we?
I think so. I think
what do you got?
Won.
This one.
What were you going to do?
What do you got? Mark, what do you got?
Backstreet.
Yeah, Backstreet.
What do you got? Yes, that's what I'm saying. I think I'm the only one. Well, no, there's two of us over here who voted Aerosmith. For the right song, the Aerosmith song.
Yeah. What?
Wait, you what?
Well, your segment was deleted.
I love that song, but I don't want to miss a thing, man. I
Are
think
you
it's
crying?
More of a
well,
powerful song.
Well, then it all
song.
Comes down to Marnie.
My God.
Marnie, I don't want to miss a thing.
I could stay.
Or I want it that way. What do you got? Man, I thought my band had a shot, but they did not. Hey, listen, it was a 6-4 walk-off win for Max Martin. What a game.
I like that.
That was sweet.
That's awesome.
People.
Hawk, I love that one.
Oh, another Wailer.
He wrote this, too, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. And she wrote this, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Break my heart as well. I mean, it just goes on and on, man. And the stuff that Max Martin is a part of is what I mean. Behind Those Hazel Eyes, I Kissed a
no
Girl.
No way.
Yep.
He
California
helped,
Girls.
He helped co-write Taylor Swift's album 1989, which won for Album of the Year at the Grammys in like 2014.
Or right. So again, right. Damon from Blur was correct that Max did all the work and Taylor did none
okay,
of it.
Okay, Corey.
You're admitting that that Max is the genius
for
us behind 1989.
I will give you a list of all the songs Taylor wrote by herself.
Oh.
Here's the thing. We started
this is a great thing.
Was cool.
Wow, he was born today, according to his Wikipedia.
Is that right?
Since you've been
yeah, it says he's 0 years old, like literally today.
It's just,
I know, right?
You did it, kid. You took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine.
Thank you, 7th Avenue Pizza.
Yeah.
That was awesome, Hawk. Thank you.
I hope so.
All right, the ghost of Marty Gellner joins next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Say, it's happy.